looking at trumpets this morning, and especially thinking of that last great trumpet sound, when, as Catherine alluded to in the choruses, the Lord Jesus will return to take his people home. But because I'm not very good at playing the trumpet, we're going to show a short video now of somebody who can play the trumpet. And it's a piece from Handel's Messiah, and it's entitled, "The Trumpet Shall Sound." Thank you, Catherine.
Seventh month was also extra special, and
was the start of what's called the Feast of Trumpets, which later became the start of the Jewish New Year, which was called Rosh Hashanah. This month also contained the most holiest of days too, the Day of Atonement for the sins of all the people. Now, if you want to hear more about this, David Talbot gave an excellent talk on this subject some time ago, which you can hear on the church website. It's still there, so I don't want to go over it all again. The very first metal trumpet was probably just a long, straight tube, similar to what you've seen heralds use at the Queen's arrival at Westminster Abbey, for example, or a big royal wedding in the Abbey, where the heralds stand in the balcony and just blow this long, straight tube. And I think we've got a picture of something similar there. And the very first metal trumpet that we read about in the Bible is found in Numbers chapter 10. This time not made of ram's horn, as we saw before, but made of silver. And this trumpet was used to call the people, or just the elders, together to the tent of the meeting, to hear what the Lord had to say to them through Moses. And it was also used before the Israelites went into battle. In Numbers chapter 10, we read in verse 1, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Make two trumpets of hammered silver and use them for calling the community together.'" I want you to remember that. It was used for calling God's people together. "The sons of Aaron the priests are to blow the trumpets. And when you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on those trumpets. Then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemy." So we've seen three uses of trumpets that the Lord asked. It was to be used as a sounding of great rejoicing and a festival and a new celebrations. It was used to call the people together. And it was used to sound a trumpet blast where the Lord would defeat the Israelites' enemies for them. Now, I'm sure most of you know the stories of Joshua and Gideon, who both used trumpet blasts to great effect. And I'm sure Ray or David could tell the story of Gideon much better than I can, because they're Gideons, they're used to telling that story of how Gideon used his trumpet. But Joshua, remember, got the people, plus seven of the priests, each carrying a trumpet, in this case a shofar, to parade, along with God's word, the Ark of the Covenant, around the walls of Jericho. The number seven, again, being significant. They marched around Jericho for 7 days. But on the seventh day, they marched around the city seven times. Let me read you from Joshua chapter 6 what happened then. "Then the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have seven priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the seventh day, march around the city seven times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a long shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, every man, straight in.'" The example of the trumpet being used to sound victory for the Lord's people. Gideon's story also involved the use of trumpets. In Judges chapter 7 and verse 18 we read this. When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, this is Gideon speaking, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon. The three companies blew their trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands, grasping their torches in their left and holding in their right hand the trumpets, they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. While each man held his position in the camp, all the Midianites ran, crying out as they fled. When the 300 trumpets sounded, the Lord caused the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their swords. In each of these cases, the trumpet blast heralded a sound of victory over God's enemies. Earlier on from Gideon in Judges, we read about Ehud, left-handed Ehud, who nobody thought was good enough for anything. But when he had killed Eglon, the evil king of Moab, he again announced the victory by blowing the trumpet. Judges 3 verse 26 reads, Ehud got away. He passed by the idols and escaped to Sarah. When he arrived there, he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites went down with him from the hills, with him leading them. Follow me, he ordered, for the Lord has given Moab, your enemy, into your hands. Sign there of the trumpet being used not only to call the people together but to announce victory over the Lord's enemies. And throughout the Bible we see trumpets being used in all sorts of other different ways too. For example, in Ezekiel 33 we read about a watchman on the city walls who was to blow his trumpets as a warning to the people of the city that danger was coming. And we see in Psalm 150 that Catherine read to us at the beginning of the service. You see, it does all hold together. If you're listening. The trumpet was being used there as an instrument of praise and worship to the Lord. And so we've seen from Moses' time how a trumpet sounds to gather the people together, to announce feast days and other special celebration days, and to sound victory to the Lord's people over his enemies. But you know, the greatest of all trumpet sounds that we will hear is the very last trumpet, which we heard about in the reading that Daniel read to us earlier. The last trumpet, like we heard, like the very first one we heard about in Exodus, will sound from heaven itself, announcing the presence of the Lord. The dead in Christ will then rise first, and the Christians alive at that time will also join with them in their new resurrection bodies. Let me read you again from those words from 1 Thessalonians. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. How wonderful that's going to be. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. The Lord is coming again, and we need to listen out for that very last trumpet call. But it will not only announce the coming of the Lord, it will announce a time of praise and rejoicing and celebration for the Christian. announce the gathering together of the Lord's people as he takes his church to be with him forever. And it will announce the final victory over sin and death. The final victory of the Lord over his enemies. But it will also, like Ezekiel's trumpet, announce a warning of impending danger to those who haven't put their trust in the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Let me read you further on from 1 Thessalonians where it says, "For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape." Where will you be on that day that the last trumpet is sounded? What will it mean for you? Will it announce a great time of praise and rejoicing? Will it announce victory as the Lord gathers his church together? Or will it be a sound of warning of the judgment to come? You have the choice to ignore the warning or to heed it. And turn to the Lord now before it's too late. For it will come like a thief in the night, unexpectedly, whilst you're not ready for it. If you turn to the Lord now, or if you've already done so, then, as our last hymn says, you will know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can confidently sing, "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, when that morning breaks, eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." Question is, will you? You need to decide soon before it's too late.